Hi, this is Michael Bacon from the Bacon Brothers.
And I'm Kevin Bacon, and you're watching Life Minute TV.
Playing music with my brother, it's a very natural thing. We've just done it all our lives. I mean, we're 9 years apart, but we grew up in a kind of an eccentric household in the middle of Philadelphia. Our parents cared more about artistic expression than anything else. I was drawn to music. So when my little brother was growing up, it seemed like a very natural thing for us to play music together. Years later, an old friend of Kevin's who lived in Philadelphia, who was managing a club there, said, "Why don't you come down and play a gig?" So we put together a band for one job, and that was 25 years ago. People ask us about the battling brother syndrome because for some reason it's very common for brother acts, musical acts, not to get along well, like the Everlys and Oasis and Beach Boys. But we don't really have that, and I think a lot of it has to do with we are 9 years apart. We're not battling brothers. We aren't roughhousing, punching each other all the time. So we don't have the kind of physical kind of competitiveness that a lot of these band brothers that were.
I could never compete with them physically anyway.
Well, I was sort of implying that.
We're really a songwriter band, so we have two songwriters in the band. We used to write some stuff together, but now most of the stuff we write is written separately. We don't really write for a certain sound. We let the song kind of tell us the way to arrange it and the kind of instrumentation that we think we're going to use. Michael plays cello and electric and acoustic guitars and ukulele. I play guitar, percussion, and harmonica. And then we've got four guys that back us up that play probably 20 different instruments.
I think our number one priority is to entertain people, because that's we're entertainers. And I think a lot of what you see when you come to our shows is a real commitment to that.
If you're asking people for an hour and a half to absorb new music, that's a very challenging thing for an audience. And we're like very, very aware of that. And so we feel like if we can even connect with somebody on one song, if they can hear something for the first time and not have heard it before, and it has some kind of a connection to them, that's something that we can, you know, take away and feel good about.
So it's going great. We're putting our music out there, and we did this record, and we're backing it up.
Something like 46 dates. It's the longest tour we've ever done.
One thing is about the band, it is not either of our full-time occupations. Getting back to teaching, getting back to film scoring, and luckily this summer the little breaks that I had were enough to keep my clients happy so I didn't get fired.
I'm going to do a movie in the fall in the UK, and then I'm going to do a series in January for Showtime.
So hopefully in the next year we'll start writing again and see what happens.